California's inflation relief payments are set to go out this week on Friday, October 7th. And depending on your tax filing status and income, California residents will receive $200 to $1,050. For more, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by John Buhl, economist and analyst for the Urban Institute. John, thanks for joining us this morning.
Sure, happy to be on.
Who's eligible for these payments?
Yeah, so there are a variety of phase-outs. For the most part, if you make up to $250,000 as an individual or $500,000 as a married couple filing jointly, then you'll get some kind of relief payment, but it starts to phase down as you make more money. So people who make less than $75,000 or couples that make less than $150,000 can get the closest to the max amount, whereas once you start going up the income ladder, it starts to come down a little bit, even if you have dependents.
So, John, when will people, when can we expect to see this money?
Sure. I mean, based on what we've seen and what the state said, I think most people will see their money by the end of this month, and if not quite sooner, within the next couple of weeks. And that kind of tracks with the experience that we've seen with the commonality of e-filing and direct deposits. It makes things a lot easier for states and for the federal government to send out these types of rebates when they need to.
Did they ever dope out the impact they expect this to have on inflation in California?
Yeah, so I mean, I think economists across the board agree that this is going to be counterproductive and make things worse. I mean, by itself, it's probably not a huge deal given the size of the national economy. But this is just the latest in a long line of bipartisan state fiscal choices we've seen where they're putting more money into what's been an already overheated economy. And it makes sense why. I mean, you know, prices have been high, households are struggling a bit, there's economic uncertainty, and so having strong state surpluses across the country, you know, lawmakers figure we can try to help these people. But if you look at the bigger picture, what that's going to do is just, you know, make the price issue the prices that much worse in the long haul.
So with that said, John, I mean, can we expect the same to hold true, you know, across the rest of the nation? Or are you talking mostly just here in California?
No, I think it'll be continue to be a national issue. I don't think you'll see any kind of, you know, numbers or activity that you can point to and say this is specifically because of these rebate checks. But, you know, we did a study over the summer, and at that time, you know, like I said, this has been in blue states and red states. 14 states or so sent out rebate checks in 2022, so California is far from alone. Oregon, Colorado, New Mexico, just across the board in varying amounts. So really what we're going to see is just kind of the combined conglomerated impact of all these state fiscal decisions and tax cuts will just continue to keep putting more pressure on prices and just make the Federal Reserve's job that much more difficult.
Well, call me cynical here, John, but along with the economic aspect of this, there's got to be a political aspect, right?
Absolutely. And for political concerns, it makes total sense. And, you know, if I were a political advisor to the governor, I would say, you know, this is the right thing to do. People are struggling and this will help them. And so from that perspective, I totally see why they're doing it. But it also shows you why it's better to have the Federal Reserve try to manage inflation instead of policymakers. Because, you know, if you're a politician, then this is the kind of time where you think we need to cut taxes because people are struggling. Even though if you look at the broader picture again, it's actually the time where we need to kind of cut back and let things kind of get back to normal before we start putting more money into the economy.
And John, it kind of depends on what people end up doing with the money, right? I mean, you know, we hear about people getting a cash infusion, so it doesn't always go. They don't always head out and spend it. Some people actually save it, pay off a bill, that sort of thing.
Well, that's 100% right. I mean, to the effect that people pay down debts or save this money, and we saw this with, you know, again, the past couple of years with federal relief checks and then the additional state checks, is that's going to happen. And so it won't be in effect right away, but the problem is it just makes the long-term issue that much longer. If people have more in their savings from all these stimulus payments, then even once the Fed gets near-term inflation under control somewhat, people are going to go right back out and start spending more money again. So you're right that it's not going to be a total dollar-to-dollar push on inflation for everybody because some people have other needs they can tend to. But overall, it's just not going to be good for the general economic picture.
All right, John, thank you very much. That's John Buhl, economist and analyst for the Urban Institute.